Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Welcome to another riveting episode of The Entrepreneurial You podcast. I am your host, Henneka Watkus Porter. A warm, sunshiny Jamaican welcome to our new listeners. And of course, big up to you who have always been here, sticking and staying. You know you rock, right? So my guest today has been very instrumental in empowering countless individuals and businesses to achieve their full potential and thrive in the face of what we call VUCA. Volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity in today's business landscape, right? So, you know, before we proceed, we definitely have to take a moment to hear from our sponsors. Let's listen.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneur You podcast. Today, we have the privilege of diving into the world of leadership and navigating the complexities, as I mentioned before, of VUCA times with Evan Zivinakis. He's the author of Leading in VUCA Times, and he's a capability manager, strategic business consultant, and adjunct lecturer at the EU Business School. So get ready for an insightful conversation on empowering businesses and individuals to thrive in the face of volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. Let's make welcome Evan Zivinakis. Welcome,
wow,
Evan.
How are you?
I am doing great from sunshiny Jamaica. How are you and where are you?
Yeah, I was about to say, I am in Hamburg, Germany, and the temperature right now is zero, exactly zero, and we are snowed in. We had heavy snowfall last night, and it's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful, but I think everyone is missing a little bit of sunshine. So hello from Germany.
All right, welcome. Come over to Jamrock. And of course, by the time this podcast airs, though, it won't be that cold, but they can take a look back. Just imagine what it was when we spoke, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I actually love Germany, by the way. I visited Germany, I think, two times. Yeah, I've been to Stuttgart, and I've also been to Berlin. So I've been there twice, and I love Germany. I love the food. I'm a foodie, so I love food. I love German food. So I'm happy to have you here, Evan.
It's very multicultural. It's very, very multicultural. Berlin, especially Berlin. I'm in Hamburg as well. Plenty of food, whatever you want, Jamaican, and you can find plenty of ginger chicken, because I know you guys love it, you know. I used to live in England. I lived in the UK for 10 years. I lived north of the UK and south. I used to live in a place in a city called Bristol with a huge Jamaican, Afro-American community. And by the way, I think the current mayor of Bristol is of a Jamaican background.
Oh, yeah? Okay, nice. Good going. I'm not aware, but good going. You had to choose a theme song for your leadership journey. Evan, what would it be and why?
Upside down or something. And why? Because the landscape of management and of the landscape of treating people in a professional landscape, in a professional setting, has changed a lot over the last few years, especially after COVID. The way we used to manage and talk to people is completely different from now to now, especially with the new, in the new era where you've got what we call, what I call the knowledge workers, millennials and other people, where in terms of management setup, if they work for you, let's say you're a business owner or you are a manager of the company, your employees, your staff, they want to be involved. They want to be listened to. They want to be inspired. They want to be coached rather than managed. They want to be led, and they want to be involved in what you do. So how do you, as a manager or as a business owner, how can you win the hearts of your people? Like in our generation, especially also maybe in our parents' generation, you know, your parents, my parents, they worked in the same company their whole life. Or they had the same business for their whole life, like a supermarket, a convenience store, or they worked in the same company for 40, 50 years. But now it's completely different. So if you are a manager, how do you make sure that the people that come to work for you every day, they produce? How do you make sure that they are happy? How do you make sure they will stay? Because if you run a business or if you run a department, you probably have experienced by now at some point that the most mentally tiring and financially difficult, one of the times that is difficult financially and mentally tiring, is when you have, when your people are going to go to work somewhere else. You need to hire new again, you need to train them again and again and again and again. So how do you retain people during these challenging times? So the song would be Upside Down, because my career has been upside down. You know, you learn from your mistakes, right?
All right, let's talk about VOCA Times. So quickly kind of share, how did that, you know, term came about? How did it come about?
Well, first of all, I wrote my book, Leading in VOCA Times. I started writing it in when the first lockdowns came about and we all had more time at home. We saved time on commuting and all that. And I started writing it in 2020 and around 2021, 2022, couple of years. I wrote it because we all realized in 2 years that as managers and as leaders that what got us here will not get us there, metaphorically speaking. So how can you elevate your influence as a business owner? How can you empower your people? How can you recruit? How can you create more followers as a leader? How can you manage and lead and influence your people better? You know, it's because every business is a people business. It doesn't matter if you are an IT company. It doesn't matter if you are an engineering firm. It's people, purpose, profit. This is the sequence. And it came about with the need and to write the book and to share my experiences, my successes, and my failures in order not to sell books. I don't really care, to be honest, because if you want to make money from selling books, if you do the math, you really need to sell like, 1,000 or 2,000 copies. And I don't care about this, but my book is my communication, is a communication tool to share with other managers and leaders my mistakes, my successes, my failures, with the purpose of helping the reader become a better manager, become a better leader, and help them along their journey. What do I mean by journey? Because I believe that leadership and management, it's a little bit like a muscle. You always need to train. You know, the minute as a leader you say, I know it all, you have lost the game. So this is how the need and the desire and the motivation came about. And I wrote my book, Leading in VUCA Times, which obviously you can find on Amazon. And, you know, Heneka, you know, leaders have tremendous influence over the performance of their team. Probably a lot more influence than we all realize as leaders. What do I mean? How we do things and the way we work with our employees, I believe that plays a huge role in the success of the department, in the success of the leader, in the success of the team, in the success of the company. So I believe that one of the key duties and responsibilities of the role of successful leaders is to improve, empower, and nurture their employees to help them become better at doing their job. Because if they become better at doing their job, you will make more money, you will make more profit, you will increase your revenue, you will have less headache, you will develop your people. Therefore, you will increase your influence. Therefore, as a leader, if you work in a company, you will probably get promoted. If you're a business owner, you will make more money. I always say in my coaching and training, I have one thing that I say, that the manager's customer is not the customer, is not the end user. The manager's customer is the employee. Now, I'm not so naive to believe that sometimes as a manager, you will not roll up your sleeves and do the actual job yourself. Of course, there will be circumstances that you will have to, but it is more about the mentality of treating your employees just like your customers, just like your clients. And I don't mean babysit them, but I mean listen to them and give them the tools to do what you want them to do.
When you talk about volatility, uncertainty, complexity, ambiguity, what kind of a scenario are we really talking about, Evan?
You can turn on your news on your TV and you can look at the scenario. There are so many risks right now as we speak, globally. You've got geopolitical risks, wars in Ukraine, in Israel, in other parts of the world. You've got supply chain risk. You've got cybersecurity risk. You've got AI risks as well as opportunities. But AI is something new. You're looking at hiring, recruitment, you know, human resources risks. So we really live in volatile, uncertain, and complex era days. It is challenging for managers, for C-suites, for leaders to forecast what is going to happen in 2 years' time. Therefore, that ecosystem makes it difficult for managers to really do what they're supposed to do, which is manage and lead. So how do you do that? You know, it's not an easy answer. It requires managers and leaders to be flexible, to be agile, to be adaptable, and to be, you know, as Charles Darwin said, the human evolution, he said that in the future, it is not the strongest or the most or the smartest who will survive, but the one who is most adaptable to change. So adaptability, agility, flexibility, emotional intelligence are, I believe, that are important skills that every manager, leader, business owner shall have in today's VUCA environment.
All right, so we've laid the framework, we've set the framework, you know, and the foundation into the next question I'm about to ask. I need you to tell us, Evan, some strategies for leaders to effectively play their role in such situations. Let's talk about some effective strategies.
resilience because we live in unpredictable and challenging work environment. As a leader and as a manager, even as a business owner, let's say you're listening to this and you're running a restaurant or a coffee shop, or let's say you're listening to this and you are a director of a big department, whatever the case is, throughout your journey, you will face setbacks, unexpected obstacles, and failures. Therefore, that's why I say resilience, the ability to bounce back from these challenges and maintain a positive outlook is essential. And I believe, Heneka, that resilience, and I see it with, you know, it's a characteristic of successful leaders, resilience is a trait that can be developed and strengthened over time. And again, it is something that I've seen many successful business leaders exhibit. Now, the next one is empathy. And empathy is not feeling sorry about other people. This is what a lot of people think is empathy. Oh, I feel sorry for them. No, it's not. And empathy is a trait sometimes that is overlooked, you know, in the business world, but I believe it's essential for success as a manager or a leader. Empathy, very simply, what is empathy? Is involves being able to put yourself in other people's shoes, metaphorically speaking, understand their perspective, understand their needs, and then build strong relationships based on trust and respect. And how do you do this as a leader? How do you do this as a manager? You do this by sitting down with your people and having impactful, influential conversations. Before you can push an employee to do what you want them to do, first, you need to pull them. So it's pull versus push. Pull means, have you built trust with them? Do they know you? Do you know them? What motivates them? And how do you do the pulling part? You do this by asking questions. Open-ended questions that give the other person the opportunity to talk. The more you know your employees, the better manager you will become. But really, you cannot push somebody unless you pull them first. Pull them to you. Do they know you? Do you know them? What motivates them? Where do they see themselves in the next 3 to 5 years? What do they like most about your company that they work with? What do they dislike? What support do they need? You know, there is a management guru, I don't remember his name, but he famously said once that people do things for their own reason. Humans were self-centered. So he said, people do things for their own reason. So employees do things for their own reason. So if you want to motivate and engage them, find what those reasons are. So unless I know somebody, I cannot push them. Because they will, if you push somebody to do what you want them to do without pulling them first, they will put up an invisible shield and they might not stay with you longer.
And we're talking about some of those, you know, strategies and things that we need to have. I want to point the question directly to you, Evan. So give us an example of how you've handled a situation that can be considered volatile, considered complex, or any one of those, you know, from the acronym, and how you've dealt with it successfully and the lessons that you've learned from it.
I got my first managerial position at the age of 25 when I was in the UK. I was a very cocky, arrogant manager at the time. I was very young and I was coming across like really arrogant, really bossy, and it was all about me. I end up losing. I remember when I got promoted the first time, I had 15 subordinates, 15 people under me, and in 3 months, I was seven, half of them. Why? Because I didn't knew all this that I'm talking about today. you learn from your failures, you learn from your mistakes. And then I sat down and I went back and I asked some of them. I said, look, we worked together. I had the impression we had a good relationship. Why you left? What happened? And they said, look, what is it? Some of them, they said that was a general theme. What isn't it for me? I understand you are motivated. You want to develop your department. I'm happy for you. But I don't really understand how do I fit in and what I'm going to gain along the way. And I was shocked. I was like, but you don't want to be a manager like me? And they said, no, some of them. And I said, what do you mean? And some of them said, shoot. So they said, look, I like the company. Some they said, I stay, I like the company. Some of them said, I like the pay. Some of them said, I like the commission. Some of them said, I like to have a job. I'm ambitious, but I don't really want to push it so much. I thought everybody wanted what I wanted. And then I realized, and from there, I started to change and all that.
Awesome. So clearly, you've learned from your mistakes and your missteps, right?
You learn from it. And I think you never stop learning, you know?
No, you never actually do. And on this note, I'm going to just ask you, Evan, to, just give us your final thoughts, what you want to encourage our entrepreneurs or leaders about when it is that they are faced with complex situations, when it is that they're faced in with situations that they are uncertain, volatile, ambiguous. How do they navigate such situations? Your final thoughts.
How to navigate, it's again easier said than done, but the first thing that I would do or I suggest is you need to take a step back and give some time, have a clear mind, sleep on it, and when you wake up next day, you have a more clear mind. So to navigate, don't straight away jump into it. That's number one. Number two is listen well, but don't listen to respond. Listen with your heart. Listen with, not just listen with your ears, listen with your heart, listen with your brain, listen with your eyes. When you are sitting down with your people and you're having conversations, it could be face to face over a cup of coffee, or maybe you're having a conversation with your staff just like you do. Listen with your eyes. Look at the body language. Look at facial expressions. Learn to read in between the lines. And that comes with experience, of course. And listen. Listen to your customers. Listen to your market, listen to your suppliers, listen to your competitors. Have an open mind. And, in a lot of industries right now, they are going through tremendous changes. Like if you look at the hospitality industry, in a lot of restaurants and F&B establishments you go now, they don't give you menu anymore. Everything is you need to scan your code. This happened after during COVID, right? To minimize physical exchange, touching and all that. What does your external environment want? Your clients, your suppliers. What does your internal environment is telling you? Your employees, the company culture and all that.
All right. Interesting way to close out our conversation, Evan. And before you go, I'd love for you to share pre our conversation, you had indicated that you give away a book or a complimentary coaching session. So talk about what it is that you are, giving our audience today, as well as how might they get in touch with you if they want to learn more about your work.
If they want to learn more about my work, I'm quite active on LinkedIn like you, I think. Huh?
Yes.
I've seen you there. I love LinkedIn. So please type my name, Evan Zivanakis, E-V-A-N space T-Z-I. That's enough. I will come up. So contact me on LinkedIn. Send me a request. Within 1 or 2 days, myself or my VA will accept your request. And then drop me a message there. say hi or say, look, this is what I do. This is the challenge. And I'm happy to jump on a call half an hour to listen to you, get to know each other, and see if in that call I can be of value. I can share my experience, my ideas. I can support you. No worries at all. So please reach out to me on LinkedIn and we can start a discussion there.
Hi, thank you so much, Evan Zivanakis. It has been a pleasure to have you on, talking about introducing the concept to us of VUCA times and leading in such times. Listeners, as you've heard Evan share, be sure to check out, you know, his books, Leading in VUCA Times. Stay tuned for more inspiring stories and education as well, informative as well, on the Entrepreneur New Podcast. Until next time, this is Henika Watkins-Porto signing off and saying, keep refining your skills, keep developing you as a leader while you nurture the entrepreneurial spirit in you. For further level up our resources, leveling up resources, go to henikawatkinsporto.com. You also find blogs, you find courses, and so many other things to help you on your journey. And I also, if it is you are looking to create a podcast, but you just think that you don't have the time, you just think that, boy, it's going to take too much work, then you don't have to worry about it. Let the Entrepreneurial You Media do the work for you. You know, we have different packages, from identifying, you know, guests, working through the concept, doing the recording, editing, and so many other things, depending on the kind of help that you need. We are here to serve you. So reach out on social media, LinkedIn. If you go to henikawatkinsporto.com, there is a WhatsApp icon. The message will come to us and we will respond to you. Just affirm with me now. I'm a beacon of leadership in the face of volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. In navigating VUCA times, I find strength in embracing challenges, empowering individuals, and fostering resilience. Do take care.